This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Once again, those crews have shut down Garden of the Gods between Chestnut and Village Inn. They are making emergency repairs to a wastewater main. The work is expected to last through tomorrow afternoon, only affecting the eastbound lanes. All business access remains open in that area. A new oil and gas production fee is expected to pump in $138 million into Colorado. KRDO 13's Josh Helmuth has details.
Governor Bullis revealed the legislative package yesterday, saying the state's three biggest producers were involved in planning it. He claims this will improve air quality, reduce pollution, and help achieve climate goals. About 80% of the money generated will go toward cleaner transportation solutions, we're told, with the rest for wildlife and land conservation. Josh Helmuth, KRDO 13.
The death of a Colorado mother is again making global headlines. Suzanne Morphew disappeared on a bike ride in Chaffee County back in 2020. Her body was found last September near the town of Moffitt, and now a coroner confirms that she was killed. Autopsy results show that 49-year-old had two animal sedatives in her system along with an opioid painkiller. Her husband was accused of murder, but charges were dropped almost a year later before trial was set to begin. No one else has been arrested since. A former National Security Agency employee from Colorado Springs is spending the next two decades behind bars. Jara Dalk was sentenced to nearly 22 years yesterday for trying to sell secrets to Russia in 2022. He was arrested in 2023 and pleaded guilty last October. The 32-year-old admits that he used encrypted email addresses to send parts of three classified documents to who he thought was a Russian agent, but was really the FBI. Basketball fans across Colorado are celebrating. The Denver Nuggets are advancing to the second round of the NBA playoffs. They won Game 5 last night, eliminating the Los Angeles Lakers with a score of 108-106. The team now faces the Minnesota Timberwolves in the Western Conference semifinals. That series is beginning on Saturday. The community college in Denver has canceled in-person classes this week amid ongoing pro-Palestinian protests. The college president sent out an email to students announcing the cancellations on Monday, just minutes before a planned walkout, citing safety issues. Monday was day five of the protests there, and it also will begin the last full week of classes before finals and graduation for many students. As a result, students will have to go remote for their final week of school. The search is over for a suspected deadly hit-and-run driver on the southeast side of Colorado Springs. We brought you this story last week as breaking news. Andrew Bornstad turned himself in to police after Friday's crash and remains behind bars this morning. The 33-year-old is accused of slamming into a person riding a scooter near Platte Avenue and Academy Boulevard and leaving them to die in the street. The suspect is also charged with tampering with evidence. Police have yet to identify the victim. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is donating $75,000 to conservation projects. KRDO 13's Bryn Carman has that story.
Zoo members voted on how to spend the money. The top three winners include tracking flammulated owls in Colorado, protecting okapi habitats in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and building a new island home for the orangutans in Borneo. Three other projects will share the remaining funds. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
And finally, she's trading handmaids for handguns. The star of Handmaid's Tale has a new spy show. More from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Elizabeth Moss pulling back the curtain on her new spy thriller, The Veil.
I can change into anything.
In the new FX series, she plays an MI6 agent on a mission to try and thwart a deadly terrorist attack. And Moss tells me it's a genre she loves and she's always wanted to play a spy.
There's a glamour to it, obviously, when you're talking about Bond or Bourne or Mission Impossible. I actually love action things. I love anything that feels entertaining, and the spy genre is often incredibly entertaining.
The Veil premieres today on FX on Hulu with the first two episodes. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Mainly sunny to partly cloudy skies and warm conditions here for a Tuesday afternoon. We'll get highs in the low 70s, Colorado Springs 79 to 80 in the Pueblo area. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.